What is up, everybody? This is Danny Nezvedarani, your host for the hour. This is Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And if you tuned in last week, you may have noticed that there was a repeat of the week before, if you've been tuning in every week. And if you have, thank you so much. And that's because I was away, unfortunately. But I am back this week, and we have quite a lot of music to get through, you know. I wasn't able to play it last week, so we got to get through it this week. And I'm going to be starting off with a few records. These are some kind of like down-tempo, electronic, hip-hop adjacent records that I'm about to play from three different artists, four different artists in this case. The first one is from an EP that comes from two separate artists. First one, Signal Drift. And on the second side of this record, we've got Pulse Programming. I'm going to be starting off with Signal Drift, first track on this album titled Missive. So let's see what this one's about. I'm going to get the record player going, and we are going to get right to it. All right, record player is on. It's now time to let that needle drop.
Thank you.
we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was from none other than Signal Drift. That track was titled Missive. And if you're just tuning in, Signal Drift is an electronic music duo from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Originally started by Frank Buchholz as a solo project back in 1998, Signal Drift released several records on various labels before being joined by John Golzer in 2005. This EP came out in, let's see here, CP came out in 2002, so at the time this would have been primarily Franz Buchholz. But the thing is, this is not just an EP of Signal Drift. This is also an EP that has another artist by the name of Pulse Programming. Song titles written by Joel Craig. All music written and produced by Pulse Programming. This next track, which is on the second side. Excuse me, my microphone turned off. This next track on the second side is titled The Protested in Particular. Once again, by Pulse Programming, you are tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and let's let this needle drop. Thank you. Once again, you're tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Pulse Programming with Every Second of Cannibal Light is a Disappointment. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour. Stay tuned. We are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're going to switch it up a bit. That was Pulse Programming, once again, with their song by the name of Every Second of Cannibal Light is a Disappointment. That was off of a double EP with Signal Drift, who you heard earlier this hour, and then Pulse Programming. Two pretty distinct styles, but also it makes sense for them to be on the same EP, so that was really cool. Another thing I like about the show is that you can probably hear me shuffling around getting the vinyl in place, but I think that's part of the charm, you know? And coming up next, we've got a record from an artist by the name of Spacer, and I was able to listen to this beforehand, and all I'm going to say is that we are about to turn up the vibes a bit, so let's get this rolling. Once again, once you hear the needle drop, that's how you know. Music's about to play. Once again, this is Spacer with Cursory Rerub Nexus Remix. We'll be right back. Once again, we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Spacer with the Cursory EP. Spacer is apparently a pseudonym for a renowned electronica engineer and producer by the name of Luke Gordon, who apparently was first turned on to electro dance music by Herbie Hancock's classic Rocket, and by the early 90s was already engineering for such acts as the Sandals, La Funk Mob, and Chris Bowden. But he also made his own music, and this was an EP that came out in 2001, which consists of some of his own original songs, as well as a couple of remixes as well. You were just listening to some of those remixes. And before we switch off to the next artist, I thought I would play one of those original songs off of Side A. This one is titled Cursory Rub, which earlier you heard the cursory re-rub. This one is just the rub. So with that being said, here is Spacer with Cursory Rub, only on Analog Archives, by the way, which is also only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You were just listening to Spacer with the Cursory EP. Before that, we had Signal Drift and Pulse Programming with a couple of tracks. And now we're going to move on to the final vinyl. Not the final artist, but the final vinyl of this hour. And this comes from a Portland-based underground hip-hop artist by the name of Sole. That is S-O-L-E. And this is from his album, which came out in 2002 by the name of Salt on Everything. You know, it's not that easy to tell which side is which on here, so I'm going to give this a spin, and we'll see what this says. Once again, that was Soul with his album Salt on Everything. That was an instrumental track. And some of the songs I heard on here were hip-hop and rap, and they're pretty accessible on the internet, so if you enjoyed that, you can go check it out. But coming up next, we have a cassette tape that, at least from what I can find, is very much not accessible. And this is from a local group from 1989 and they go by the name of Silent Party. There are four names here attached to this band. We have Dana Askew on bass guitar, trumpet, backing vocals, and we got Jason Detheridge on drums. We got Jeremy Higgs on guitars, and we got Kim Linekin on vocals, violin, bass, And we also have the lyrics by Kim Lion King, except Sung to the City, which is by Jeremy and Kim. Music by Jeremy Higgs and Silent Party, except Nobody's Baby and Inching Away by Kim and Silent Party. Thanks to Ross Ballandine, Dave Fishwick, Sam Ems, recorded by, and this is exciting for me, so I was recently looking through the cassette tapes here at CJSF, and when I saw this, I knew I had to play it, because this says it is recorded by Scott Henderson and Silent Party, October 1989, in Victoria, BC, which, that is really exciting to me. If you listened a few weeks back, you may have remembered an interview I did with none other than Sandra Lockwood about her album from 1994, Shell. It was a really, really great conversation. She was so kind and amazing, and I'm really, really grateful for that episode coming to fruition and the way that it did. But one person that we talked about quite a bit was Scott Henderson, because he was a bit of a local legend in just not only the punk scene in the early 90s and late 80s, but just the music scene of that area. And it seems like there were just so many musicians going in and out of his studio, his home studio, back then. So to find another band that we have here in the archives that also was, you know, helped by Scott Henderson, it's really, really cool. And I'm very, very intrigued, and I'm really excited to hear this. So if this tape is playing correctly, then the first track off of this tape should be titled Nobody's Baby. This is off of their album by the name of The Loud Empty Air. This is Silent Party, a band from 1989 in Victoria, BC. Let's see what this is about.
Blackest dress, and hope that no one asks me how I
right, once again, that was Silent Party with not the first track. It was actually the second track, which is Steppin' In and Out of Time, if the lyrics are any indication. And oh my God, guys. I just need to be silent for a second because this is one of the reasons I love this show, is because this is a band that I would never have heard of, never have learned about, if it were not for the archives here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And just to also find, you know, multiple groups, multiple artists that worked with the same person, worked with Scott Henderson. You know, I think it would be really cool to reach out to him as well and see what his take is on all of this music that he's worked on throughout his life. I am just really blown away by how much I'm enjoying this, and I hope you are all enjoying it too. This next track by Silent Party is none other than Sung to the City.
A song to the city. Escaped you back here.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Jimmy Fallon right now, because are you kidding me? Are you serious? Silent Party, that horn section at the end with Dana Askew, I think that must have been the trumpet because that's what it's being labeled as, but wow. All right. We're going to keep this ball rolling with the next track, which is titled Inching Away. Once again, you are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Mine and
Once again, that was Silent Party with Inching Away off of their album from 1989 by the name of The Loud Empty Air. And I am just very, very happy to have been able to play that for all of you just now. So, again, thank you all so much for tuning in. We are at the very end of the hour, which means that coming up right up after this hour is none other than Wham Bam East Van. So make sure you stay tuned. This one's a live one. We got a lot of amazing live programming coming your way, because right after that at 8 p.m. we've got the 60-minute stage dive, which is then going to go into Rad Radio. A whole night of amazing programming. Make sure you tune in and all that jazz. Yeah. Anyways, it's been a pleasure. This has been Danny Nesvetterani, your host for Analog Archives. And until next week, peace.